This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. State officials are exploring ways to respond to a federal mandate to cut carbon dioxide emission rates from Montana's coal-fired power plants 47% by 2030. But nobody fully understands the rule yet, and multiple groups want their say in what the state recommends. The Environmental Protection Agency set targets for each state as part of President Barack Obama's plan to reduce emissions nationwide. States have until September of 2016 to submit plans or request a two-year extension. Governor Steve Bullock plans to form an advisory committee. A legislative panel headed by Senator Jim Keane is also taking up the issue. The Public Service Commission is in the middle of its own analysis, and Attorney General Tim Fox is considering filing or joining a lawsuit seeking to block the federal rule. Scientists say that if increasingly destructive wildfires in the Great Basin can't be stopped, the sage-grouse population will be cut in half over the next three decades. The report, released Thursday by the U.S. Geological Survey, comes just ahead of a court-ordered September 30th deadline faced by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to decide whether sage-grouse need protection under the Endangered Species Act. The study projected wildfires and recovery rates of burned areas and predicted long-term sage-grouse population declines in Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Oregon, and California. But the study also identified ways to avert those declines by classifying areas for their resilience to disturbance and resistance to invasive species such as cheatgrass, and then applying suitable strategies. A wildfire burning in the central part of Yellowstone National Park continues to grow and has burned about 2 square miles. However, since the fire isn't threatening any park buildings or putting visitors at risk, fire managers are opting to let it burn. The fire is about 10 miles west of Fishing Bridge. It was started by lightning on Wednesday. It is the biggest of two fires burning in Yellowstone. The second is burning in a peninsula at the south end of Yellowstone Lake and has burned 16 acres. The fire danger in Yellowstone National Park is currently rated as high. A 27-year-old international student at the University of Montana is charged with sexually assaulting a female student. Authorities say Fazliddin Sharipov of Tajikistan has pleaded not guilty to 5 misdemeanor counts of sexual assault. Sharipov is being held on $7,500 bail. A Bozeman man convicted of assaulting a former girlfriend and a police officer is now seeking a new trial. Kevin Briggs contends prosecutors violated pretrial rulings by calling him a liar during cross-examination and bringing up his suicide attempts. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Briggs was arrested in February of last year after the woman reported he had drugged her, choked her, and then tried to rape her. He also was convicted of escape for walking out of a police interview room. Yellowstone National Park remains on track to have one of its highest annual visitor counts on record. The park has already surpassed the 3 million mark through August, with 4 months left in the calendar year. Each of the park's 5 entrances saw an increase in vehicles for the month of August compared to 2014 levels. Federal officials have suspended site investigations and some cleanup work at 10 polluted mining complexes because of conditions similar to those blamed in a massive wastewater blowout from an inactive Colorado gold mine. The EPA says 2 of the sites are here in Montana, the Flat Creek and Iron Mountain mine near Superior that was closed in 1953, and the upper 10 Mile Creek mining area southwest of Helena. Both Montana and Montana State have decided not to add cost of attendance stipends to the scholarships of their student athletes. Montana State University Athletic Director Peter Field says the idea remains open for future discussions, but he says the university cannot afford to pay the federally set $3,390 per year per scholarship. University of Montana Athletic Director Kent Haslam says UM also can't afford the stipend without increasing revenue, which is now derived through student fees, donations, multimedia rights, institutional support, or ticket sales. The NCAA in January expanded the set of costs that schools across the country are allowed to cover Four schools that play football at the subdivision level have announced plans to increase aid for 2016 and 2017, including the Big Sky's North Dakota. Thank you for listening for Montana Headline News. I'm Edward O'Brien.